Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2016, and welcome to Spiritual Roundtable with Ask Hillary Black, live here on blocktalkradio.com. Our show format weekly is Tuesdays for 1 hour from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today I'll be joined by Dr. Ida Green. She'll be on in a few minutes, and she has two websites, journeytolovingyourself.com, as well as loveyourself.com. The first one is journeytolovingyourself.com. Again, Dr. Green is a licensed marriage, family, child therapist, ordained minister, registered nurse, intuitive self-love coach, author of 22 books, sales trainer, and educator. And we will be talking tonight about self-esteem and self-love. The lineup for the rest of the month, Ida Green will be joining us again August 23rd. So that will be part two of today on self-love, but also we'll be talking about inner goddess as well. And then I have a special show coming up on Wednesday the 24th, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for 1 hour with Shauna Kossoff. And she will be joining us talking about the Mysterium School located in Los Angeles. And it's, it does have some affiliations throughout the world. The school has affiliations globally. And what we're going to talk about what it has to offer you in terms of spiritual growth. Just a little bit about the Mysterium School. By definition, it's a group of initiatives who have dedicated themselves to preserving, protecting, and perpetuating the mysteries teaching. Throughout the ages, the Mysterium Schools have hidden in plain sight. They have built magnificent temples all over the world and provided services both to the public and behind closed doors for those who have eyes to see and those who have ears to hear. The initiatives are those who are known as guardians, the protector, the light bearers, the teachers, the healers, the record keepers, the magicians, the watchers, among all other names. And they provide training and personal development, spiritual development, meditation, healing services, readings, initiation, universal Kabbalah, space clearings, Kaiguan, and other forms of work with Chai, life, force, energy, and variety of universal wisdom teachings from the seven ancient mystery schools is handed down through the lineage and tradition of King Solomon via the modern mystery school. So don't miss that. That's going to be on the 24th, and that's a Wednesday at 7 p.m., so that's a special show outside of the lineup. But again, Dr. Green will come back on the 23rd at 7 p.m. And then for the rest of the month, I've got on the 16th and the 30th, again, both Tuesdays at 7, we'll be joined by Shepherd Hoodwin, author and channeler who specializes in the fascinating Michael teachings and how we're set up for our life. He has been channeling Michael since 1986, and we'll be discussing the Michael teachings and the Michael charts are a great way to get to know yourself and others better. Each step along the way, we make choices that shape our experiences, and after committing to a series of lifetimes on this planet, we choose a role which is our primary style way of being, and there are seven roles, and he's going to talk about those, and we form soul-level relationships by teaming up with the Essence Twin and Task Companion and finding our own position within larger units such as entities. So he's going to talk about all that, and since it's quite a bit, we're going to have two shows for him on the 16th and the 30th. For those who are new to the show, Spiritual Roundtable was a forum created to bring together an eclectic group of people to share their knowledge, wisdom, gifts in the spiritual realm regarding body, mind, and soul, integrating mainstream and holistic modalities. This venue allows us to reach out to a greater number of people to provide new insights and a broadening understanding of the times that we are now experiencing. We hope you visit us regularly and use this resource to find your own inner light to guide you along your spiritual path, and we thank you for sharing an hour of your time with me and my guests. For those who don't know me, my name is Hillary Black. Yes, Black is my family middle name, given at birth, and I was aware of my gifts at the age of 5 years old, and I've been reading professionally for the past 20 years. I've been helping people help themselves, specializing in transitioning, blending my gifts through various modalities such as spiritual readings, coaching, healing, and teaching. And I am an intuitive, medium, clairvoyant, clairessent, clairaudient, claircognizant, and empath. I use psychometry, tarot cards, and pendulum. I'm also a magnified healing master teacher level 1 and a universal life church minister, as well as a life and a business coach. And I received my coaching education through Coach U. I read people throughout the United States and abroad, such as countries Canada, Mexico, Japan, Germany, as well as France, to name a few. And I also have made guest appearances on television and radio. For further information, please, I did want to let you guys know, if you guys go to askhillaryblack.com and wanted to win a chance to, for a free 15-minute reading, do go to the website, enter that email, and that will be announced here on the radio show and Spiritual Roundtable on the first Tuesday after the month ends. So our July winner was Juan Carlos Quesada, and he called in the other day. And so we did that reading. It was very lovely. Nice to meet him. Thank you so much for signing up. And the next winner announcement will be Tuesday, September 6, 2016, and you'll have 30 days to redeem your reading once it's been announced on the show. For professionals and people who'd like to be considered as a guest on the show, you may email me at info@askhillaryblack.com. Please put guest consideration in the subject line and include your website and contact information in the body of your email. We are booked until the I'm booked now until October. The first opening I've got is October 18th. I appreciate your support and look forward to hearing from you. And again, we are still a new radio show, so I appreciate your patience while we get settled in our new environment. For callers who have questions to ask Dr. Green or me, call into the show early at, well, call into the show, 516-666-9210. Don't wait until the end of the show. We do have room in the queue, just to let you know. Do press 1 if you want a reading. Otherwise, don't press anything if you don't want to listen to the show. But again, I do have room in the queue, so you may want to call at 516-666-9210. Dr. Green is going to be answering questions today. She's also, as I said, an intuitive. She's going to be doing free readings as well as I am. We're going to do some team readings, so you don't want to miss out on that. This is definitely an opportunity to definitely get some of the wisdom that she has, and be able to answer some of your questions. Again, I can't guarantee everyone will have everyone's call tonight, but you know, most likely we'll probably get to you guys. And if you have any questions that weren't answered or would like to know more about Dr. Green, you can go to her website at journeytolovingyourself.com, and that other website she has is lovingyourself.com. So she's got two of them, journeytolovingyourself.com and lovingyourself.com. Again, my website is at askhillaryblack.com. So let me tell you a little bit more about Dr. Green and her background, and I'm going to happy to bring her aboard. Dr. Green, again, as we said, we'll be discussing self-love, and Journey to Self-Love provides guidance on self-acceptance and confidence and people skills taught via personalized coaching, workshops, and retreats. She's got a workshop coming up. I'm really excited about it, and she's going to let you guys know about it. Certainly, I'm going to be going to it. It's a webinar, I think, is what she's got, along with all the workshops she has as well. And her goal is to help move through, help people move through the barriers that keep them from being their best in personal and professional success. Dr. Ida Green is a motivational speaker and, as I said, a licensed marriage family child therapist, an ordained minister, registered nurse, intuitive, self-love coach, author of 22 books, as I told you, sales trainer and educator, but she's also a Reiki energy balancing practitioner. She has training as an EFT trainer. She is NLP practitioner. She's a certified hypnotherapist and founder of the selfesteem.org, where the mission is to end the violence and abuse of children and women. She provides training on self-empowerment, negotiation, stress management, change, domestic violence, etiquette, and anger management for children and adults. And she provides, provides self-loving coaching for entrepreneurs and small businesses, owners on strategy to grow in yourself, so your inner and outer self is congruent, and to help you master your own personal power. Dr. Green is providing these powerful and insightful skills to clients for over 30 years. So I'm excited to bring her aboard and welcome her on in. Oh, my cue's starting to fill up. This is good. Again, guys, I have more room, so definitely do give us a call at 516-666-9210. Hi, Dr. Green. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, and I'm glad to be here tonight.
Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I'm really happy that you're blessing us with your presence. I don't mean to say it that way, but I really am excited that you're here. So you and I had a talk prior to you coming up on the radio, and it was interesting, the talk that we had, because, you know, you made a really good point, and you said, let's save this for the radio show. And what I was talking to Dr. Green about was about self-esteem. And one of the things that we had discussed was how self-esteem, well, as you mentioned to me, that not only were we going to talk about, you know, loving ourselves, and how that's reflects out to loving others, but also the distinction between self-esteem and the foundation of that. And so I wanted to talk to you about that first and have us go into that, and then I'll share some of my story, and then we can kind of go into that.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the, you know, self-esteem is something that's really dear to my heart, because all of my life I've had to work on growing my self-esteem. I grew up in the South, and because of all the discrimination and racism there, it's been a lifelong journey in terms of growing and working with my self-esteem. And I have found that you never stop doing that. And part of that next chapter is I was in an abusive marriage. And that really, I think it really added to a lot of trauma to my self-esteem. And I had to start working on self-esteem. So I started working with a domestic violence counsel and counseling women in domestic violence, because I was one of those persons, and growing my own self-esteem and getting that back, because I thought, what happened to me? How did I get in this place? And I realized I'd lost my self-esteem. And that's easy to do when you don't really take care of you and you're taking care of another. If you're looking outside and taking care of someone other than yourself, then you become neglected. And so I have to really grow. And so self-esteem has been really a passion for mine. And I started working with children to grow my self-esteem. I first started working with women, and I couldn't get them to make the shift to really leaving the abusive relationship and working on their self-esteem. So I shifted to the children, and the children was much easier to do that. And I got a message about a year and a half ago, not definitely about a year ago, God telling me that what I did with the children, I need to do with adults. And so I'm back doing the self-esteem. What I found is that self-esteem and self-love are the same thing, and you can't really have self-love until you have self-esteem. And the foundation of self-love is self-esteem. So the basic foundation of everything is really the primary relationship with ourselves, and that is our self-esteem. And our relationship with ourselves is a mirror of our relationship to others. Self-esteem is the basic foundation of everything. And our basic self identifies as a key how our parents and family are treating us. And that reflects on the self-esteem that we have. So if our parents and relatives treat us in a way that lifts us up, we're going to have really high self-esteem. Most of us don't have that because we have flawed families, and, you know, there's no perfect family and there's no perfect script. So we all have been traumatized and abused and damaged. So we all have issues with our self-esteem. But as children, we see ourselves through the eyes of those around us. And if those around us lift us up and tell us we're beautiful, you know, we will be beautiful. And then if they don't, it will be different. But I find that even children who get everything, they still have trouble with something wrong with their lips, something wrong with their eyes, something wrong with their skin color. They're either not brown enough, they're not light enough, they need, we all need something. So there's something built into the human psyche that helps us to look at ourselves through a critical eye, and we are never, never satisfied. So this self-esteem is ongoing, and I will be doing, in fact, I have a workshop this coming Saturday on owning your power and your self-love, and that's going to be in Encinitas, and it's at that website where you can go to either www.journeytoselflove.com either www.journeytolovingyourself. But what I know is that we have to constantly, it's just like the foundation of a house. We have to constantly work on our self-esteem, because that can be eroded with a comment that someone can say to us, someone can discourage us. And what I noticed last night, and now I'm bringing this up because we think we haven't made, with all of my education, all the things I've done, I went to a Vaughn's store last night, and these two white ladies crossed and went to the store, and the guy in the car slowed down for them. The minute I got ready to walk, he speeded up. And I thought, I stood back because I didn't want to get run over. But what I had done is that I learned now to, I'm processing that, right? I used to just keep it inside. Now I'm talking about it. So I had a conversation with security guard and with the young guy who worked at Vaughn. And the young guy worked at Vaughn said, you know, I'm noticing racism and discrimination more. So that was really good for me to have that dialogue. But what was interesting is I went in there to get a watermelon. They didn't have one. So when I left the store, the basket, I was pushing the basket out, didn't have anything in it, and the alarm went off. But what was interesting is that here I had my little, I was told, I was prompted to put on my little headband, my love headband. So people saw a black woman with a band, love band on her head leaving the store. So spirit guided me to look at showing love. And so I'm learning to boost my self-esteem and also to work on my self-love. So this is something we get an opportunity to do this every day. So know that your self-esteem is not fixed in granite. It's not fixed in stone. It can be damaged and tarnished in 1 minute, you know, when someone doesn't recognize you. And we all need acknowledgement, and we don't get that. And so what is interesting, I was talking with Hillary about her journey with self-esteem. I was really interested to hear her journey. So what I say is that we all are flawed, we all have damaged goods, and we certainly have to keep working on our self-esteem to grow our self-love. So Hillary, what are your thoughts about that?
I completely agree. I mean, I'm going to be 50 in March. I'm just stunned. I can't believe I'm going to be 50, but I'm so happy to be alive. And as I was sharing with you, I remember looking at some of my old childhood report cards. And then when I was 5 years old, it had said, Hillary has low self-esteem. And I went to my mom, and I can't remember how old I was, maybe my teens or something like that, maybe when I was older, my 20s. I said, well, Mom, did you see this? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, well, why didn't you guys do anything about it? And she goes, well, we thought you'd grow out of it. And, you know, in my 20s, I didn't really realize that it came from me as well. But as she said, you know, I think about when I was younger, and as I was sharing with you, I was an athlete back in the day. I had a beautiful, gorgeous body, but I was so big. When I was 10 years old, I almost was 5 feet tall. I had a size 9 shoe. I had a chest. I was like an adult. And I was around all these kids, and everyone kind of made fun of me. And so I was really embarrassed. I remember in fourth grade, they put everybody in the classroom on a scale in front of everybody. I was horrified. And all these kids weighed maybe 50, 60, 70 pounds. I weighed 95 pounds. And I thought I was the fattest thing in the world. I was almost 5 feet tall. I was appropriate in height and weight, right? But
mm-hmm.
These things stay with you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying not to have that define me, but obviously, you know, working towards self-love, which is so important, and definitely I want to be at that workshop, and I think that's why it was so important. I'm so glad that we met for you to share this with others. You know, I'm 50. I'm still working on that. And here's the report.
And I think
you
that's
that
great,
at five.
Hillary. I really – because every step that we take toward growing our self-esteem, we get better. We're like a diamond in the rough, and we get polished. So look at, you know, I started that conversation with you. I'd never done that before. So now I'm, rather than taking it inside and feeling depressed and dejected, I started the conversation about that. So I think it's great. So I really applaud you for really thinking about coming to the workshop, and just know that we're really in the right place, and it's ongoing. And so, you know, but you're better now than you were when you were 8 or 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though the remnants are there.
Well, yes, even though, and you know, I sit here and, you know, we have to, well, and you can tell me if this is true or not. I feel that we have to love our body no matter what, no matter age we are, no matter size we are. And I'm not the perfect size that I was back in the day. And when I weighed 140 pounds and I thought I was just this fat little thing, and I was, I probably looked like a Barbie doll or a Kardashian, between a Barbie doll and a Kardashian. But I literally, you know, back in the day, when I grew up here in California, in San Diego, everyone was like a size 0, size 5. You know, the biggest girl was like a size 9. I was a size 14, 16. I was big. And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, back then, I was looking at everyone else for my approval, I guess. And I think it's important now to look at yourself for your approval. And, you know, I kind of felt like, well, if I wasn't like everyone else, I couldn't be loved, right? I wasn't worthy to be loved. And so now I sit here and say, well, I don't have that gorgeous body I used to have. But where do you go from there? Where do you start loving yourself now when you look in the back and you say, oh, my God, I had a body to die for, you know, or I had a gorgeous body, or I had this,
and
or
we
had
have
that.
To, we have
we
to
didn't
start.
Appreciate it then.
Yeah, we have to start. We have to just start because one of the things that we know is that our body changes. It changes every day. You know, I woke up one day and I had some spots on my face, and then I had these spots on my, God, what's going on? I went to the doctor to find out what were these dark spots I had on my back. And he said, those are aging spots. I got them too, so it's no big deal about it. I thought, oh, my God, you know, well, I thought I had some kind of disease or something. So our body can change in an instant, but it still does not negate the fact that we feel inadequate. And things are changing, you know. You wake up one morning, you have a bump in your eye, or your face is different. So we have to constantly adjust to this imperfect body. Even with people who have perfect bodies and perfect shapes and they look good, I've been working with people a long time, and they still find something wrong with them. I have never had anyone yet to come to me and be totally satisfied with the body. It hasn't happened yet. If that body is perfect and there's something wrong with their nose, they don't have the right relationship, they don't have the right, they're not attracting the right man, or just we come in here to work on our soul's salvation, but we have to deal with the body that we've given. And so I just know that this is stuff that helps us to polish our soul. You know, the body that we have, it's an instrument that can help us to grow, because we have to learn to love this. And I'll tell you a quick story here. I used to complain a lot about my stomach. About 2.5 years ago, I took a snorkeling class over here by Midway, and I left from that and came up to the parking structure on my way to my car, and I fell, hit the road where the concrete was on level. I fell flat on my face, and had it not been for my stomach, I bounced right back up like a rubber ball. And I thought, I am so glad I had this big stomach. I had been complaining about how big my stomach was before, but it was like a rubber ball, and it helped me to bounce right up, and I had no scratches on me. So for once, I appreciated my stomach. I thought, boy, I'm glad I got this stomach. You know, so the universe gave me a chance to appreciate it. I was complaining, but I'm not complaining anymore. You know, who knows? I don't know, plan on falling again, but you never know. It sure saved me. So, you know, my cousin fell, and she had a broken elbow and a broken arm. I had no scratches.
Wow. I have a stomach myself, so I will remember that story.
Yeah, I was really.
That's one of my cousins.
Another girl fell, and
my stomach was always flat.
You know, and my cousin broke her arm, and my little stomach saved me. I had no bruises, no scraps, or nothing. Just hopped up like a little rubber ball. I couldn't believe it.
Thank you for sharing that
so
story.
So that can save you sometimes.
Oh, wow. So how? Okay, so I have a couple of questions. Where does self-esteem come from? You know, where do we get our self-esteem?
We get it initially from the people around us. It's our self-identity. They define how we are and who we're going to be and who we look at. We get this script before we even know what it is to have self-esteem. Someone defines that for us. When we really make that decision ourselves, and then when we go to school, you know, the other kids are either adjust or modify or help, but we're either comfortable with that or not comfortable with that. So our school environment changes and alter that. But the basic foundation are the mother and father we around and the uncles and cousins that we're around. And that big difference to us, how we're treated. You know, one thing that stands out in my mind, I had an aunt, and she came to Florida one time. But I remember holding me up like this little, the Lion King with that little Lion King. She was holding me up in the sky and looking at me and telling me how beautiful. And I still remember that. My mom never did that, but she held me up and like I was just something special, like a little trophy. And that really gave me a sense of being important. So it's something that's really tiny, you know. I mean, you know, my mom was always criticized me. Well, I was really a little wild little child doing, getting all kind of trouble. So I can see why she was strict with me. But still, you know, parents can be so strict with you that they don't give you the love that you need. And so, but they try to keep you safe, and we need to be safe. But parents just miss some pieces sometimes. But the basic foundation of our self-identity come from our mother and our father. And fortunately or unfortunately, we pick these people, you know. And when I was younger, I used to, not younger, when I got older, I really didn't like my mother because she was very a passive person. She didn't let people, she let people take advantage of her, and I really didn't appreciate her. But as I got older and as I became more successful, my mother could not read and write. We only went to the third grade. But later on, I realized that I had the best mother because I was very outgoing, very stubborn and strong-willed. Had I had an educated mother or someone different than my mother who could not read and write, they would have beat me up. I would have been abused. But my mom just gave me space to do what I wanted to do. I never heard no from her or my dad. You know, she just gave me space because education was really important to her because she only went to the third grade. And so education was really, so she kept pushing every day. I heard, get an education. So she really pushed me. So I'm really, later on, I was thankful. You know, I had to set aside the things I didn't like about her, but the things that I liked about her, she gave me the freedom to be who I was. So I did have the perfect mother, even though I didn't know that in my younger years.
Okay. Well, that's good. As you were saying, always, you know, you're reflecting on the positive and putting that negative aside. You know, it's which one do we reflect on to move forward?
But we
to?
Do look through the critical eyes. I mean, that's just the nature of the human body and the human being. We are not prone to be positive. We are prone to the negative, and we have to work on getting positive. That's just not built into our psychic, into our body and our nature to be positive beings. That's extra work, and that's why I teach these classes, because if I need it, then I know other people need it. I need it constantly.
I agree. I mean, not that you need it constantly, but I you know, I've come to that conclusion myself. If I need it, then other people, you know, may need it too, and why not share? You know,
mm-hmm.
why not? That's why I love this radio show. It's not only am I learning from you guys, but I think that others listening are also learning too. And so
mm-hmm.
I wanted to call it the spiritual roundtable because we're all sitting at the roundtable like King Arthur kind of thing, you know, sharing our gifts and in the Merlin time, so to speak. Now, this radio show, not the radio show, but you've got a webinar coming up too. So let's go back.
I do. My webinar is going to be it will be in September, and I will post it on Facebook, and I'll also be sending you a link to that. And again, that is going to be a free webinar, but it's going to be about the self-esteem. So I'm going to be teaching you in more in-depth in terms of how to really grow your self-esteem and things that you can do. I also will be giving one of my poems. I've written 7 poems. I'll be giving one of my poems away, The 20 Laws of Self-Esteem. And I wrote these. Everything I do it because I need help. So I wrote these 20 laws for myself, and other people benefit from them. But you know, I just need a lot of help along the way. And I think the more successful you are, the more help you need. Because when you're out there in the arena trying to grow yourself, trying to promote yourself, you get knocked down and bounced around and beat up and, you know, punched a lot. So you have to grow your self-esteem. There's just no way around it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do this quick thing and we'll go to something else. But when I wrote my very first book, I was a speaker at this seminar, I think it was the Women's Leadership Conference down at the Convention Center, and they told us we had to have a book. So I wrote this little book, it was about 17 pages, and the man said, you have an outline, but if you put the meat on the bone, you'd have a book. You don't have a book, you have an outline. And my feelings were hurt, but I went back and put some meat on the bone and that thing, and then I had a bigger book, you know, it was like 115 or 20 pages. But had I not gotten the criticism and my feelings were hurt, I would not have I would not have gone back and changed. So we do need some feedback and criticism, although it can hurt us and destroy our ego. How else are we going to grow unless we get some feedback? So negative feedback can be good. We just have to learn how to strengthen ourselves and grow ourselves up so we're not so weak and so crybaby. We some of us have so much crybaby, you know, we cry about every little thing, but some of this stuff is good for us. We need to be polished.
Okay, there you go. So tell us again real quick about that weekend. So it's going to be the Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
you can go on your website.
This workshop is this coming Saturday, and it's in Sanitas. When you go on the website, you get the address for the workshop, and we're going to be talking about self-esteem, how it ties in with your self-love, and really owning your power, because our power comes from our self-esteem, and the self-love is a byproduct. But we lose power all the time because we do not come to our defense. Like I said last night, I suddenly came to share about how I was feeling. But most of us don't do that. We know we just suffer in silence. So I do want all of you to certainly come to the workshop. In fact, the rate for that workshop is from 9:15 to 1:15, and the price has gone up to $97. But for everyone who is on this call tonight, I did not raise the – I went on the website and changed the price, so it's now $44. So if anyone would like to come to that, certainly, you won't have to pay the $97. And, you can't get a good hamburger for $44, and if you're going to feed your soul and feed your mind and feed your body and grow yourself, we just have to invest in ourselves, We
right.
have to make investment in ourselves, and we are so valuable. We just have to look at what we can do to, to help ourselves. And like this coming Friday, I'm looking at getting myself a massage. But, we just got to find ways to build ourselves up because no one is building us up. That's why I do these workshops to keep building myself up, because I'm building other people up. I'm building myself too. But we have to get the help, I grow and you grow and we all grow, but we all need to realize that we can't do it by ourselves. We need a team and we need support. So I invite you to make an investment in yourself because who you are matters and who you are makes a difference in the universe to you and to everyone around us.
Okay. So I'm going to ask two more questions about self-esteem, and then everyone who's on this call and who's going to be listening, obviously, on the podcast. She has a book that she has written, and one of it is Seven Keys to Master Self-Love Guidebook, and she's got that for free.
Mm-hmm.
You go on her website, put your information in there. I've downloaded it. I've sent it to my children, by the way. I thought it was so great. And maybe we can talk about that, the seven keys, and you can kind of briefly go over that. But one of the things I wanted to know was how does a person act when they have good self-esteem?
Well, when we have good self-esteem, we don't. The three things that I find that people who have high self-esteem get positive is that they're caring, they have compassion, they really have excellent communication skills. When you don't have when you have low self-esteem, you're criticizing, you're complaining, and you're condemning, and these are negative traits. Plus people are. Sometimes people are aggressive, they're hostile, they're angry, they interfere, they're into jealousy and rage. So all these negative things show up. So you can tell when people don't like themselves because they start arguments with people. They start arguing with themselves, but they just don't like people. They don't like themselves. And they constantly find in fault with everything around them. And, you can't love yourself if you find in fault with everything because you're in the midst of that. So we have to really look at how our thoughts, first of all, our thoughts, our actions, and how we treat ourselves, because how we treat ourselves, I guarantee you, is how we treat others. If we are mean to other people, or we're not kind, or we're not considerate, or we're not compassionate, or we find it fault, or we're judging, there's, so many people are judgmental, and they're critical, and find fault with everything. I mean, you can't be happy and have a good self-esteem and love yourself when you're constantly pointing the finger at someone else because, when you have one finger or two fingers pointing to someone, then it's five coming back to you. So we can see that we get the worst when we find fault with other people and complain. It does work. But let me tell you quickly about these seven keys. They tie in really to what I've been talking about before. We're looking at the self-identity. We're looking at the self-worth, looking at the self-appreciation, looking at how you value yourself. Also, your self-image is really, really critical. And then the self-confidence is another component of that. So we all lose confidence when we're doing anything new, when we're trying anything new. We just are not confident. So our confidence has to constantly grow. Everything we do, we're growing our self-confidence. So we have to have confidence with relationships, with our money, with our health. There's just so many areas where we have to really look at growing our self-esteem. So it's like building a house. You know, you got to do something with the windows and the doors and with the car. You know, you got to get tune-up. You got to get the oil changed and the carburetor. And, you know, we go and get our cars checked up and our cars checked up. But we don't do this inner stuff with ourselves. We'll go buy food, you know, and candy and ice cream. But we don't feed our mind and we don't feed our souls. And that's what makes us bright and shiny, is feeding our inner selves and feeding our soul and doing something to build yourself up and to, you know, having some people, like one of my clients, that I was my coaching client, said, "I love the seeds that you planted in my mind." She went through my 6-month coaching program. She said, "I have some new seeds that you planted in my mind that's really growing, and I appreciate and I value that so much." So, you know, that's the beauty of coaching, is that having the coach plant those seeds of encouragement and lifting you up and telling you how beautiful you are. I mean, we are, but we don't tell ourselves that.
Right.
So that's the beauty of having a coach. So I totally believe in coaching. I have two coaches. I have one with my health, my finances, and my business career. So I totally believe in getting help. I give it, but I also know that I need that help. And now I'm asking for it. I used to not ask for help because I thought, well, you know, I should know that. Well, I don't pretend I need to know anything. Now I ask for all the help that I can get. I'm not so arrogant anymore to think that I don't need help. You know, I'm smart, but I'm smart enough to know that I need help.
Okay. So we've got a couple people in queue, and we're going to talk a little bit more, and then we're going to open the queue to take these calls. And I always do this in the sense that when I take the calls, I get to the point where I run out of time because I certainly want to talk to everybody. So I want to tell everyone, thank you for stopping by the show and listening to our show and catching the podcast. Again, we have 20 more minutes, so we're not hanging up yet. Please do visit Dr. Green's website at journeytolovingyourself.com and lovingyourself.com. Again, you can check out her workshop that we talked about. Mine is Ask Hillary Black, and I look forward to seeing everyone next week on August 16th at 7 p.m. with Shepard Herdwin discussing the teachings of Michaels and channeling and those teachings into the chart. And he's going to use me as an example, so that's going to be interesting. All right, so let's talk about... again, so you talked about the seven keys of self-love. So how does somebody know when they're loving themselves? Because as you said, self-esteem is the foundation of self-love. And then if we love ourselves, then we're able to not only give love, but we're able to receive it. And then that will be a reflection on our relationships that we have with others, correct?
Mm-hmm. Let me say this. One of the key yardsticks that I to tell people to look for is that, if you know, watch your thoughts. If your thoughts are uplifting, if you're supporting yourself, but many people find themselves depressed, they give up, they get discouraged, they quit. Most people do not hang on to a task, complete a task. They give up in the middle of the task, and you know, there's so many critters, and you don't quit on yourself. I have a coaching client that I just talked with, and you know, and I called him and I said, you know, you winners never quit and quitters never win. So I won't want you to give up on yourself. I want you to call me, and you know, even though we talked about something that's unsettling, you know, I don't want you to quit. You got to stay in the game, and let's keep going. And he was away for a month, and he paid for this coaching, and he said, call me, and he said, I am so thankful that you called me and got me to come back. He said, I was just procrastinating and sitting thinking, well, I should go, I should call Dr. Green. But, you know, I didn't get angry, I didn't get discouraged. I just know that many, I would say 99% of people quit on themselves. I mean, very few people just start a goal and go to the finish. We all take a pause or take a break or take a detour longer than we should, you know, before we know
right.
it. We quit the thing and we started on a weight plan, eating. We start a lot of things, but we quit more than everything we start. We kind of quit. We don't just go through things to the finish. So what I tell people to do is just step by step. Inch by inch, just do one thing daily, you know, and if you forget, go back, you know, by the end of the week, but we have to just stay in the game. But we quit too much, and this really destroys our self-esteem. We cannot quit on ourselves, because then we tell ourselves, the message that our self-esteem gets and our self get is that I'm not worthy, I'm not deserving, I can't do it, I'm a quitter, you know, it's not going to work. And, you know, you only tell yourself that one time, you know, go through that for 10 years, and pretty soon, you think, well, I really can't do this. And we get discouraged, and we lose interest. And, you know, it's the way how we, our light, everything that we do negatively takes away from our light. We have a light inside of us that I call it that charisma, that divine light, that God mm-hmm. light. And that light is dimmed every time we quit on ourselves, or we set something negative to ourselves, or we give up, or we don't complete what we started. We quit more times than we ever start things. Most of us never see things to the finish. And if I can just tell people to stay in the game, keep doing something to better yourself, whatever it is, you know, taking a class, reading a book, doing something to that positive to grow yourself, you know. I just really think that we have to constantly work on this self that we are on a daily basis, and you know, don't give up. You know, until the day we die, we're going to be improving ourselves. Otherwise,
right.
You know, you get to the point where you start getting dementia. They found that the people who constantly prove themselves, they're less likely to get Alzheimer, get dementia, because they're working their brain. The brain cells are getting oxygen, and they, you know, they're growing. And so, if you're active in the game, you're gonna live, and you're gonna be productive and fruitful, and you know who you are, and you won't have people guiding you around, leading you around, because you forgot who you are. So we have to really work on our self-esteem.
Okay. Well, we are a quarter to the hour, so I'm going to bring these callers on, and then if we have time, we'll continue talking. And
mm-hmm.
again, everyone, please don't forget about her workshop this weekend. I highly recommend it. And do go check her website. You can get her free book, The 7 Keys to Self-Love. And so let's bring 780-482 aboard. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Hillary. How about yourself?
Good. And I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
Jay in Canada.
Oh, hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. So would you like to talk to Dr. Green? Would you like some questions, or do you would like us to do a reading for you? What would you like to know today?
Well, actually, I was talking regarding my yoga intensive course that I just completed. I actually did it, and Dr. Green was talking about sticking with it, and I stuck with it. So, and I had a strategy around it, and I did it. So, you know, 197 days and 430 hours or 33 hours. So,
congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Now you feel good, and that's a boost to your self-esteem.
Oh, for sure, that is definitely a boost to
mm-hmm.
self-esteem. And it was a great, great rewarding thing to my body, my soul, my spirit, everything. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted a reading around that. I mean, I accomplished so much. Now, what's the next step?
So, okay, what is the next step? And I remember from you from the last show, and I can't remember what you do for a living, because I know that the yoga was something that you were doing on the side, but I feel like you really wanted to go forward with that and really transition into the spiritual, because I feel like you're working kind of corporate. I forgot. I don't know exactly
yeah.
what you do in corporate.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I'm
that's
in corporate,
really,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so show me about Jay and his yoga. And, I'd have, you know, Dr. Green, if you get anything, go ahead and jump right in. So
you have a question about your yoga? Is that what was? Give me the question again.
Well, it's more about, you know, not about the yoga. It's a great, the you know, my experiences are great. So, you know, what's after it? Like what can I improve on? What could I do next with it? I mean, not teacher status, but just, you know, for personal growth aspects of it.
Well, what I'm getting here is that you put a period after this. So you need to put a comma there at this chapter or where you are now and write a plan for what is your next step. You haven't come up with a next step yet, and there is a next step, and there need to be a next step. Once you create the next step, then spirit will help you to formulate that, but you have to decide what is my next step. And so if I'm seeing a question mark, I don't see a next step that you haven't defined it yet. It's still vague, very vague.
Yeah, you're correct on that, because getting back to yoga, I was off for a week. Decided to take a week holidays off and explore, you know, what to do with it.
Well, I see something beyond yoga, but, you know, you're one of those people who could really benefit from coaching, because when you got to kind of formulate this thing, you got to throw out some ideas of this is what I want, and maybe I don't want this, or maybe I do want that, and then you got to create the plan. If you could create the plan yourself, but I think it's good to have someone help you define it, because I see something beyond yoga for you, and it's not, you have not created that path yet.
Right.
So it's yoga and something else, but you have not made that decision, and because you love yoga, but there's something beyond yoga, but you're keeping yourself married to yoga, but there's, you know, you want to branch out and see what's out there. There's more fruit on the tree. You just need to stretch out there and go out there and look for it.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I agree,
too. Let me say this. You can go on my website. I do these complimentary. I didn't say that, but there's a complimentary strategy session that everyone gets, or anyone who wants a complimentary strategy session, they can go to my website and fill out the form, and it sends me an email, or you send me an email, and you could. So that might be a good place for you to take a look and kind of see, get some ideas of what might be possible for you.
Okay. Awesome.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I agree with her that it's more food for thought and more about your growth, because the King of Pentacles is upside down in the future, so that tells me that you're not going to do it as a business at this per se. You obviously, I feel like yoga-wise, you've gone to pretty high levels, but I do agree with her that there's going to be something more beyond yoga. This is, I don't know if I should even mention this on the radio, but I don't want to embarrass you, but they said that there's other self-explorations that you're going to do, and one of them is Tantra.
Well, actually, this is interesting, but I did take Tantra. This is actually Kalo Tantra Yoga that I took. So it's
okay,
because
they showed me,
yeah,
Tantra. That's exactly what they showed
okay.
me. So.
Yeah, you're right.
All
about
right.
That.
I thought that was a future, sure. But that, you know, that may be something that not only did you take the Toa Tantra Yoga, but you may actually take the yoga part out, or you may explore it a little bit further in addition to, and there may be other facets to that. But that's what they're showing me and what I see. And it's more about making that commitment to yourself. Your lover's card is upside down, and so that lover's card has to do with the self-love. And so this is about your commitment as you're going through the growth of loving yourself. That's what this is. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
I don't know if
correct.
You agree, but... Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jay, for calling in. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing from you. You're welcome to stay on, and look forward to hearing from you next week as well.
Thanks, Hillary. Thanks, Dr. Green.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a good night. So we're going to go to 845-920. Let's see if I push the button. Okay, there we go.
Hi. Hi,
Lena. Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you. Good, thank you. Good. Thank you so much for this show. It really, I love the female empowerment vibe that I'm getting from it. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. That's really awesome.
We appreciate it.
I really appreciate it, yes. I had a question tonight regarding a project. The project begins with an I, and I wonder if you see Rick and I working together or Brian and I working together.
Rick. I got Rick and you working together. And what's your name?
Oh, my name is Kate. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. So I don't feel Brian right now, but you know that reality can shift and change, and I'm not sure what Dr. Green is getting. So if she's getting Brian, then that tells me it's a 50-50 and it's not decided yet. What are you getting, Dr. Green?
I'm getting Rick, but I'm getting a question mark about Rick. So maybe Rick is not as solid as he needs to be. There's something about Rick that you need to check through and see what his level of commitment is and how long he's going to stay with the program, because it seems like he kind of quits things quickly and doesn't hang in there for the long run. So check that out and make sure that he's going to be there for the long run or he's just temporary. Yeah, just check that out. Check his level of commitment.
Okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense. He is busy with a lot of things. Yeah, Brian, I haven't really met face-to-face yet, so that's
kind of... Well,
Brian,
it's a possibility if Rick is overwhelmed or too busy to devote the time, because I just see Rick juggling a lot of balls in the air, and he just may not have the time to commit to the project. But, you know, yeah, you keep it back, you know... Always keep an ace in your back pocket, so don't get rid of Brian.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you both so much, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kate. And look
Thank
forward
you.
To talking to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we have 818-984. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. And what's your name?
Rosanna.
Hi, Rosanna. And do you have a question for us today, or did you just want a general?
Just a general, you know, reading, and just to see, you know, where I'm going. I'm just starting to try and build my self-esteem as we're talking. I was wondering if there's any positive things coming my way.
Okay. We'll see positive things that come your way.
What I'm getting is that... It's great to start, and I think starting is the best thing that you could do for yourself, and it's been a long time that you've kind of been down on yourself, so it's time to start lifting yourself up and picking yourself up and start investing in yourself. You kind of think, you just get caught up in your thoughts, negative thoughts, and it's like a ball of twine that keeps getting tighter and tighter, so the more you step out of that place of comfort, and you've got to make yourself uncomfortable. So you got to step out of that comfort zone, because that's it's like a noose around your neck, and it certainly is not helping you to grow and expand. So again, I think that you could benefit from that complimentary strategy session that I'm doing, but I do see that you need to start and take a big step, a bold step, and yeah, just take a risk.
Yeah, I'm always afraid of stepping in, because as soon as it starts to get a change, I get scared and then I fall back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where your support would come. And everything I said, everything that we start for the first time is scary, is always scary. I don't know any time that I have not been scared every time I've started something. But we have to just get out there. You know, you're not going to die. And, you know, if you do, then you die living your dream, but you're not going to die. But we do get scared and think, oh, my God, am I going to make it? Will I survive? Well, you will survive, but you just got to take a leap.
Do you think that I'm working with a friend called Melissa? Do you think that she's a good influence in helping me gain my self-esteem?
Well, you both seem like on the same wavelength, so you got to find someone with a little bit more. She and you almost have the same level of self-esteem, so try to find someone with a little bit more fire in the belly.
Well, I don't know. She's got a lot of fire. She's actually, I don't know.
I don't know why, but I just see there's not a good match, and I don't know why. Hillary, are you picking up? I'm just feeling that
I totally agree with Dr. Green. I totally agree with you, Dr. Green, and I'm not sure why it's not a good match,
mm-hmm.
but I agree. There's some others that you would also need in your corner. I mean, if you choose to stay with Melissa, certainly that's your choice. But what I feel intuitively is that you're not going to have as much growth. Not saying that she isn't good at what she does, or she, you know, I don't, you know, certainly I'm sure that she's got something that she's bringing to the table. But for whatever reasons, I just feel that it's not going to allow you to grow as, I don't want to say as fast, but as rich as you could. And they use those words, rich. And so I do agree with her, fire in the belly. And one of the things I'm getting for you, my dear, is that I got Melissa on the mind. But and your name again is what?
Rosanna.
Rosanna. What I'm getting for you is you have a really difficult time feeling your emotions. So I feel like
uh-huh.
you intuitively, what they're telling me is you check out a lot. And I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's a place now that you're ready to step into your feelings. And part of
yeah.
feeling those feelings is it's very important, and Dr. Green can jump in on this one because she knows the self-love, self-esteem stuff, but I'm going to go from the spiritual aspect of it's very important to feel your feelings. Because the thing is when the feeling your feelings really is your barometer, and it tells you what's right and wrong for you. And having the fire in the belly, she's absolutely right about that, because the fire in the belly is what guides us. The fire in the belly is what tells us when we're on and when we're not, and that's our own intuition talking to us. You're in a space that you're ready for this love to come in. You're ready for the self-love. You're ready for the healing. I can see it. You're really starting to be honest with yourself, and the Nine of Pentacles here, the Nine of Pentacles here is telling me that you're really wanting to come into that inner goddess, which is what we're going to talk about in 2 weeks. I'm not saying that she isn't a good person or a good person who does a job. I'm just feeling like you may grow more with another person. And
right.
the key thing they're telling me is that for you to come back into your feelings. When I normally do an in-person session, and I would highly recommend Dr. Green's coaching session, exploratory session, but I ground my client and I ground me. And the reason I ground my client is I bring them back into their body all the time because it's an easier way for me to read them. But I find so many people jumping out of their body because they don't want to feel the feelings and have those experiences. And that's why she says you have to feel uncomfortable. She's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. You have to feel uncomfortable. And everyone is scared. I was scared to start this radio show. I didn't want to do it. Barbara DeLong, like, I don't want to say she hounded me, but she's like, Spirit told me to keep calling you and until you say yes. And for 2 weeks, I told her I'm not doing the show. There's no way. And I went over, I got through the fear. And now I love it. Yeah, I love the show. I enjoy doing it. And it's you know, but I was kind of freaked out at first. You know what I mean? So I completely agree with her.
Okay.
I don't know if that's helpful.
That's yeah, thank you.
Well, and you can always check, you know, I would do an exploratory, you know, session. That's up to you. See if it's a good fit for you and go from there. But and you can check out some other people as well. But certainly, you know, it'd be interesting to see what shows up. It couldn't hurt. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
saying,
through.
Not
it's
saying,
just...
yeah, right, and not saying don't stop seeing Melissa. I'm just saying that you may need to see more than one person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. No. That
yeah,
makes
and
sense.
What I'm picking up is that I see Melissa. There's a shadow she casts, and you in the darkness, and she's in the light. I don't know if that helps any.
Yeah, because, you know, more of the friends that I have are just more like, not for themselves, but right, they're, you know, always in the front, and they always think that I have to be in the background, you know, but
okay.
I want to be in the
front. That makes
sense.
So I can see if you're
yeah.
going to get make a leap, you can't be in the shadow, otherwise you're going to be in the
right.
dark, and you're never getting to the light.
Right, and
right.
you and that's what coaching's about. That's what she's going to help you on the coaching part. Absolutely. Walking through that,
okay.
getting into the light. Okay, well,
okay.
thank you so much
thank
for calling
you.
The show. We look forward to,
thank you.
She's going to be back here on the 23rd, so certainly you don't want to miss the Inner Goddess, and hope to see you or hear from you next week. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome, thank you. And I think we have one more call. I don't know.
Okay.
I think we just jumped
okay.
in. So let's see. I may have missed this call, so let's look. Even though our show is done, we're going to go ahead and say hello. This is 305-300. How are you?
I'm great, Hillary. This is Deanna. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, so I'm so sorry I missed you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Your conversation just now with a caller reminded me of a book I read a long time ago called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyways. I think the author was Susan Jeffers.
Who Susan Jeffers?
Feel the
fear
and
do it anyways. Okay, do it anyways. And her name was Susan Jeffers?
I think it was Susan Jeffers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, also, to back that up, I have a book on Light the Fire Within You that deals with fear.
Oh, okay, good.
Right.
Well, I forgot. She has 22 books that she's written. You might want to check
it
out.
I have a book on probably every topic
too.
You can think of. But fear, that book is about handling your fears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I'll read it too.
So how can we support you tonight?
After all, fear is what really puts the brakes on us in every way and in every direction. So that's a good book.
It always comes up. It always comes up. All the successes I have gone through, the fear was always there. It never disappears.
They say that actors feel that every time they go on stage.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know how it's going to come out, but that is what allows them to create, not having a pre-programmed list of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just doing it and expanding as and contracting as you go. And, you know, I was wondering, Hillary, if you could have a look at, a general look at my cards this week.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to sound so hoarse, but I was talking
a
lot today.
So, Deanna, do you want to look at job or do you just want to see what's showing up for you?
Anything that shows up is good.
Oh,
work is fine. I worked yesterday. I'm hoping to work more this week, but
let's say
one
you
day
will.
At a time.
So, you know, I don't know, Dr. Green, what you're getting, but they're telling me, Deanna, some stuff is going to be coming up for you, and they're calling it mirror work. And what they're saying is that people are going to be presented to you that's going to make you, or not make you, but you're going to look at, they're going to irritate you. They're going to irritate you. And you're going to look at certain things for them, and you're going to find, what is it, am I doing this? Is there something in me that I'm doing this? And then it's about you setting your boundaries. It's about setting boundaries. And, I mean, Dr. Green, do you agree setting boundaries is part of self-love?
It is. It absolutely is. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's what they're kind of showing me is you're going to be looking at yourself saying what's okay with you and what's not okay with you. Certain people are going to bring some things to you and you're going to say, am I doing that too? And looking at that mirror, and then part of you is going to say, nope, I'm not doing that. That's just them, and they're just irritating me, and they're bringing something to me that I'm standing in my own and standing my boundary and standing in my truth. And then there's going to be some people that are going to bring some things to you, and you're going to say, wow, I didn't see that about myself. I'm glad that it was presented to me, and now I'm going to choose to do something about that. Does that make sense?
Good. Yes, I think it does. I have a friend that's going through a lot of issues, and there are times that I feel very identified with her, and other times I feel a little bit that my boundaries are being pushed. So I can get that. Yeah, good advice.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right,
and,
Deanna.
Also,
thank you very much, Hillary. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Blessings to both of you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Dr. Green, I know we're at our time, but I've got one more call. Are you okay with taking it?
Okay, we'll take it. We'll go ahead and take
it. Okay, and then that's it for the evening. So if anyone else tries to jump in, certainly, you know, come back on the 23rd. 303-515, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hello there.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Allison.
Allison, I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen to the whole show because it looks like you kind of jumped in on the end, but we'd be happy to be here and help you. What question can we answer for you?
I am wondering if about a second part-time job, whether whether it will be, I will be offered the job that I'm interviewing for on Thursday.
Yes, I got yes right away. So part-time job is what you're looking for, and you interviewed for it this last Thursday, correct?
No.
You're looking for a second.
Correct.
So you're interviewing it this Thursday, and you want to know if they're going to offer you the job.
That's correct.
Yeah, I got yes. But you say that this is the second job that you're going for?
It's to pair with my current part-time job, so I need a second part-time job.
Yeah, I understand.
So this is just a really menial job to, you know, make a little. I mean a little bit of money.
So
I'm not even sure I'm gonna make enough money between the two jobs to pay my rent, but it's another issue.
Here's the thing. Did you get a chance to listen to the whole show?
I did not, no.
Okay, so I would go back and listen to the podcast. I would go to Dr. Green's website, and I would go to her website at journeytolovingyourself.com, because what they're telling me is that where you're at in your jobs is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. And so what they're telling, and I don't know, Dr. Green can tell me if this is what she's intuitively getting as well. She is a intuitive coach, but she also specializes in self-love, but she has written 22 books, and she talks about business. She does the business coaching as well as success. And I feel that you really obviously want to get out of this situation, and you want some serious, tremendous growth. And she's got a complimentary free introduction coaching session, and I would highly, highly suggest you or recommend that you do it if you want to do it. It's journeytolovingyourself.com, and then she can really kind of go into where you're at and what's going on, if that's helpful for you.
Well, what did you mean? I really want to get out of which situation are you referring to?
Financial. Your financial situation.
Oh.
That you can't even pay
yeah.
your rent. That's the situation that I'm talking about. And so, you know, interesting. My children have said to me, I've gone through some difficult situations myself. And, I think we all have to a certain degree. And I was in a relationship that was, I was not in alignment with that person, and my self-esteem went down the toilet. I had a friend of mine that I've known for 38 years who came to see me, and she said she went home and she cried because she said this wasn't the woman that she remembered. This wasn't the girl that she grew up with in high school, and that I was broken. My spirit had been broken, and my self-esteem was in the toilet. And so what I did is I had a menial job, and I was saying something to my kids about getting another job, and my son said to me, Mom, you aren't setting your sights high enough. Meaning, why aren't you believing in yourself and your talents and your gifts and who you are? Because my son saw how awesome I was, but I didn't see it. And so I wasn't striving for what I really could do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's where I feel you're at. But I feel that Dr. Green can help you with that. Okay? Does that make sense?
In my case, I'm very, very aware of my skills and talents and background and experience, all that. There's just no market for what I have in where I live, so I have to take what I can get. So it's just kind of my reality.
That is definitely not true. That's a limiting belief that you bought into, and that certainly need to change.
And are you? I know you don't want to mention, but you've got a 303 area code. I lived in Denver, Colorado for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So I lived in Highlands Ranch. I've lived in Thornton. I've lived uh-huh. all over
uh-huh.
Denver. And I don't know if you're in Denver now. I kept my 303 number because, you know, I've had it for God knows how many years. But
uh-huh.
you may want to speak to her. And you know, if it's not a good fit, then it's not. But you can try it. And certainly it's like when we want to change the outside around us, we have to change the inside. The outside is a reflection of the inside. I didn't understand that for years. And what I get now is that where we're at is what we attract.
I don't live in Colorado anymore. I actually only lived there for a very short time, so I'm no longer in the state. But I carry the same phone number, so.
Yeah, me too.
You know, yeah,
I like my
good.
303 number, even though I'm in San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it. So,
yeah,
you know, but certainly not that you don't have great skill set. I'm not saying that at all. And I know that you're saying you know your skill set, and sometimes we do get frustrated. And I've had clients come to me, too, and say, Hillary, the job market's not there. And I've had clients actually get a job. I had a client who applied to Starbucks nine times in the year that I've known her. Right?
Yeah.
She took a reprieve. She took a break. She sat down and really, really evaluated what she wanted because she wanted to own her own business. But it wasn't the right timing. And the business plan that she wanted to do knew it was going to take 2 to 4 years. So now she applied right after that to Starbucks. The day after she applied, Starbucks called her up. She got an interview, and she's hired. So it's all about changing the mindset because I worked with her for that time period to change,
mm-hmm.
to help her work through that mindset. And she applied mm-hmm. 9 times in a year. No one called her.
I hear that. I've been there too.
Okay.
So, I'm glad for her. I'm glad she had a happy ending, eventually.
Let me just say this to you, too. I'm picking up that this is a big self-esteem deficit here, so that just needs self-esteem is just flashing. So once that's lifted up and you have that high self-esteem, your light is going to be brighter, and then you can attract the right job that you're worth. But really got to build up that self-esteem. It's really kind of shaky right now. So self-esteem is going to be a huge place for you to start.
It's a positive.
Yeah, I'll probably end up moving actually out of the area just because of the limited opportunities. I'll probably end
right.
up going somewhere else.
Right.
I think at some point I'm going to have to just go to a bigger area where there's opportunity. That's just the way it is. So I love where I live. Unfortunately, there just isn't money here, so or a real opportunity. Not much anyway, you know. So
okay. But Allison, certainly, no matter where you go, no matter where you go, this is something my father used to say to me all the time. Honey, no matter where you go, your problems are still going to be there. So my dad used to say, you can leave San Diego, honey.
We take ourselves with us wherever we go.
That's right. Daddy used to say, you can leave San Diego, sweetheart, and if you think things are going to get better. Because I'm 18 years old, right, and I'm thinking, I can't afford San Diego. There's no way I'm going to stay here. You guys, you know, Dad, you've got a great income. You know, you make 6 figures. You're so educated, blah, blah, blah. And Dad was right. And so it doesn't matter where I go. My problems are still going to follow me. You are where you are. So, but she's here for you if you want. Look at her website. It's called JourneyToLovingYourself.com. Mine is AskHillaryBlack.com. But she's giving you a complimentary free coaching session. That's valuable. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to try it. But I'm glad you called in the show and you caught it.
Yeah, I did.
And, all right. And certainly the podcast will be there soon. You can listen to it as well.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Dr. Green, thank you so much. You have a good night.
Thank
and we'll look
you.
Forward to seeing you on the 23rd.
All righty. Okay. Are you coming to the workshop this coming Saturday?
Yeah, I am. I really am going to come.
Okay, good. All righty. And you have the address?
You know, you gave me a piece of paper on it last time we talked at the fair.
If you don't find it, I'm going to send it out to the people who already registered, so I'll send it again if you don't have it.
Okay, great. Now, that would be awesome if you could do that. Thank you.
All right. Love you, love you. Thanks.
Love
have
you
a wonderful
talk
time
you
with you tonight.
I did too. Thanks so much. Talk to you
soon. Thank you much now. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.